Baltimore has a new mayor. Brandon Scott was sworn in last week, and at 36, he's the youngest mayor in the city in a century. Scott campaigned as a progressive to unite a deeply divided city. Baltimore was already wrestling with gun crime and the opioid crisis, and then COVID-19 hit. Now, a week into his new job, Mayor Brandon Scott joins us to discuss how he plans to deal with these crises. And Mayor, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you were city council president before you took office. Does Baltimore look different from the mayor's office?
Baltimore doesn't look different. The responsibility is different. And I am proud and energized and ready to lead, but not coming into it with rose-colored glasses, knowing the responsibility is heightened, and also that I'm coming into this job at a very trying time for our city.
Baltimore's murder epidemic, it's nothing new. 315 homicides reported just this year. 282 of those were shootings. Just yesterday, two people were shot. Other mayors and Baltimore officials have tried to curb gun violence. What do you plan to do differently?
Well, first and foremost, it's different when you've lived it, right? I am the first mayor that had to grow up through that epidemic of gun violence. And when you've seen your first shooting before your 10th birthday, when you've lost friends, when you've seen that happen, it's different. When you were living in a neighborhood where you either over-police or under-police, never the right in the middle, it's different for you. I, as the mayor, will first and foremost accept that responsibility. That is my responsibility to set the tone for how we're going to do and deal with this issue in Baltimore. Also, understanding that violence has been normalized in the city, that's wrong. We're never going to accept that that's the way that things have to be done. But we have to transform and reimagine our approach to public safety. Clearly, we're losing way too many people. And we have, for my entire life, put the sole responsibility of dealing with public safety on our police department, right? Not going to happen under my watch. We're going to do it in a complete and comprehensive way. Yes, there's a role for the police department. And what we need them to do is focus in on the small group of people who are committing the overwhelming majority of the violence in Baltimore City through a group violence reduction strategy, something that has been proven to work in cities across the country that focuses not just on the law enforcement portions of bringing everyone together, identifying those people, working with our state and federal partners, but also providing opportunity for people to change their life if they so choose. But for the first time, our police department will also be focused in on the flow of illegal guns into our city because 70% of the weapons that we've recovered in Baltimore this year alone come from outside of Baltimore City. We will target those individuals as well.
Mm. Another disease, which is also an epidemic in Baltimore, is drug use. Overdoses have been spiking. Then the pandemic hit and businesses closed. Jobs were lost. How can you reach people in their homes and deal with addiction, which is an already isolating disease?
I grew up in Park Heights here in Baltimore, and culturally, not my family, but culturally, we were taught to look at people who had substance abuse issues as really subhuman. I had to grow and evolve out of that. I had to go to college, go to Europe, go to these other places to see how cities like Baltimore and neighborhoods that were a lot living in deeper poverty in Baltimore were dealing with substance abuse in a different way. First and foremost, we will actually acknowledge that we have that problem, that the people that are dying, we actually lose more people in Baltimore to overdose than we do to gun violence, but no one likes to talk about it. We are going to let people know that these are human. These are our family members. These are our neighbors. These are our friends, our coworkers. And we are going to reimagine how we deal with substance abuse by thinking about it from a harm reduction approach. We're going to be pushing things like overdose prevention sites and other ways of dealing with this substance abuse problem, because the way that we have been doing it through a criminalizing, pushing them into the darkness of our community has not worked. And it's government's basic, most important function is to preserve life. We can get people the help they need, and we'll meet them where they are in the spectrum of wanting to go through recovery. But first and foremost, we have to keep them alive.
Before I let you go, what a time to take this office with the pandemic raging. One of your first actions as mayor was shutting down indoor and outdoor dining in Baltimore. How did the city's restaurants and small businesses survive this?
Well, we're going to have to survive it in partnership. It's not, we know it's tough. It's not something that I wanted to do in my first day and go out and make everyone mad. But as I said during my inaugural address, I am not afraid to do the unpopular things, even if they negatively impact me, if it's the right thing. As I talk to you today, we have deaths that are up 200% over the last month. And what I will do is follow the advice of our public health officials. We know based on the information that they gave us and the conversation we had, we made the right decision. The city has poured in millions of dollars into our restaurants and other businesses. We will continue to look for innovative ways to do that. But together is the only way that we're going to make it out of it.
Mayor, thank you so much for this conversation and best of luck.
Thank you, and thank you for having me anytime. And be safe and blessed during the holidays.